We are now just 1 week away from a total solar eclipse. On April 8th, the eclipse will be visible from parts of 13 states from Texas up to Maine. Some people say that seeing the sun disappear in a total eclipse is so unsettling and beautiful that the experience is unforgettable and transformative. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce decided to check in on some kids who saw the last total solar eclipse 7 years ago to see what they remember and whether it changed them.
Kepler Colwell was 5 years old when he saw the total solar eclipse in 2017. He was in Knoxville, Tennessee, in the yard outside his family's home.
It was just me and my grandpa, Nana, mom, dad, sister. I remember for like a whole minute or so, it went completely dark.
Specifically, he remembers looking at his family's car and seeing its color suddenly change. It was a white car.
It just went from light to dark instantly. Everything was dark. It was really cool.
Jaden Davis also lives in Tennessee. He's 16 now. During the eclipse, he was in fifth grade and remembers wearing eclipse glasses to look at the slowly disappearing sun.
But I also remember hearing crickets, like when it got like at its peak of like darkness, I heard crickets as well.
They recognized, I guess, it getting dark out, and they started making a whole bunch of noise. And that's definitely the most distinct memory I have from that day.
Odelia Kneiser was also in fifth grade back then. Besides the nighttime insects, she remembers the screaming.
I remember mostly everybody went crazy when it got dark.
That's Kaylee Tress. She was in first grade at the time, watching the eclipse with a bunch of kids from her school. Her mom videotaped the moment.
It was super cool to experience something like that. It feels unreal.
I asked her if she thought it had changed her.
I don't think it had any long-term effects, but it was definitely one a really cool experience, and it's hard to explain with words.
One high school senior describes it as a wake-up call. George Brewa lives in Lodi, Wisconsin. He remembers everything about his fifth grade trip to see the eclipse.
It's not something you see, you know, every day, obviously. So it just kind of brought the perspective of like, you know, there's more out there than you see every day, every year, you know. So it just kind of broadened the horizons and perspectives on literally everything.
So that's what young people say now. Fast forward a few decades, and what might they say then? They might be like Laura Pedicolis. Her family went to see a total eclipse in Oregon in 1979. She was 9 years old.
And I remember so vividly that trip. We drove out and camped. My parents had a VW bus, and we had that all open, and my dad had music playing, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon was playing.
She has no memory of the actual moment when the sun turned into a black void surrounded by a ghostly white ring. She thinks it was so freaky, her mind blanked it out.
But I think subconsciously was like, no, that wasn't scary. That was super cool and strange. And I do know that after that, I really was starting to think about what exists in the universe that we can't see.
Eventually, she became a physicist. She suspects that no matter what people consciously remember, a total eclipse can have a lasting impact. Nell Greenfield Boyce.